I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. The Vermont Health Department has unveiled a new COVID-19 dashboard. It provides numbers for testing, monitoring, and deaths, and a county-by-county map of cases. The tool also breaks down the number of coronavirus cases by age and sex. Today, the first day the dashboard was in use, health officials reported no new deaths, but an additional 32 cases of COVID-19, bringing the total to 575 in Vermont. As many as 100,000 Vermonters may ultimately file for unemployment benefits because of the coronavirus. Labor Department Commissioner Michael Harrington estimates as many as 50,000 people have already filed their claims with the state, with many more to come in the next few weeks. He hopes they will not remain unemployed for long.
It's a big number when you combine the two. It may be close to 100,000, but I think for all intents and purposes, that's going to be the immediate number. I don't think it's going to be the sustained number.
The new federal stimulus package expands unemployment coverage to self-employed people and independent contractors. Harrington says 40,000 people in Vermont fall into that category, and many will file for unemployment. The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases at a Burlington nursing home that experienced an outbreak has risen to 29 residents and 22 staff. In a press release today, Birchwood Terrace announced that they will retest all of their residents who had previously tested negative for the virus, even those who have not shown any symptoms. The Vermont Department of Health is working with Birchwood to arrange testing. They expect test results in the next 24 to 48 hours. The Eye on the Sky forecast for the rest of the afternoon, mostly sunny, highs in the 50s, increasing clouds tonight, lows in the 30s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.